It's Tuesday, news listeners. Time to get today's edition of the news show started for you. It is the 11th of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that happened over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with Evernote and pretty much wondering if it will ever get back to its glory days. Yeah, things are looking a little bleak over there at Evernote, being the fact that they've laid off most of their U.S. workforce and is relocating to Europe. In the latest statement from the company, Bending Spoons, which, by the way, that's the Milan-based app developer that actually bought the company last year, said that it's laid off nearly all of Evernote's employees in the U.S. and Chile, and they plan to move most of the company's remaining operations to Europe. Now, as far as how many employees were actually affected, Bending Spoons, yeah, they're not bending when it comes to that question. However, though, a look over at LinkedIn has revealed some software engineers, which actually go back a few years with Evernote, actually lost their jobs last Friday. Now, Bending Spoons says they plan to make Evernote successful, even though the market is already crowded with competitors like Notion. But exactly what Bending Spoons has planned for Evernote, well, that's still very much up in the air. Well, it looks like the EU-US data privacy framework has been laid all out, and social networks can keep storing their EU user data in the US. Took 3 years to get there, though, on this agreement, after the EU top court struck down the Privacy Shield. That was the protocol that let companies based in the U.S. collect and process data from EU citizens. But now, with the European Commission saying the new framework has been all laid out, it should now allow information to flow freely between both locations, easing risk for social media companies that operate across them. And with this new framework in place, it should protect companies from facing penalties. Penalties such as earlier this year, the Data Protection Commission, remember they hit Meta with a $1.3 billion fine because of its data servers in the U.S. Going forward, hopefully this will all be avoided in the future. And finally, speaking of being avoided, boy, I wish we could avoid this story, but it's just too good. Does it have anything to do with tech? Slightly. But it has a lot more to do with a ruler, at least in Elon's case. We all know Threads from old Mr. Zuckerberg over there gained a lot of popularity, already has 100 million users. Now, Twitter, the one that Threads looks pretty much like, they have 250 million daily users each month. But maybe Elon is starting to feel a little bit of competition. In various tweets that have been sent out over the last few hours from Elon, boy, have they been revealing. From Zuck is a cuck, to Elon actually wanting to get out the ruler and measure each one's genitalia. And to those of you thinking, oh, no, way. Yes, way. Yeah, have a look at Twitter. Yes, apparently Elon wants to measure up with Zuck. Now, why things are going down this road, we don't know. Yesterday was a Monday. Maybe it was just a bad Monday for Elon. Now, we don't know yet if Mr. Zuck is going to whip it out for the competition, as he's yet to respond. I think for everybody's case, let's just leave this be where it's at. It's information nobody needs to know. Excuse me, I need to go vomit. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Show your support for the news show today over at our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTN News. You can find the news show, the Mac show, and the big show over at the official website at BritishTechNetwork.com. And definitely come by the official community at our Slack room by simply visiting BritishTech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best in tech then. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.